Most of the Midwest is still expecting to see a favorable environment for field work over the course of the next 7 days, and perhaps a little bit longer than that. Over the course of the weekend, we are expecting to see a little bit of shower activity occur as a cool front works its way across the region. The majority of that precipitation is not expected to be very well organized or even evenly distributed. Quite a bit of the region will end up with amounts that will be just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 3/10 of an inch or so. We may see a few locations that could end up with something a little bit greater, but certainly the greater amounts are going to be somewhat restricted. Maybe 6 to 8 tenths of an inch will be the maximum amounts that we see across the region, and that will be followed by an extended period of dry weather that will end up supporting quick drying conditions once again, and field work will be back underway without much of an interruption. Now, the temperatures are still going to be quite favorable across the region. Here this morning, we're very warm, with temperatures running mostly in the 50s already across a big part of the Midwest. There are some reports of some fog out there, and there's a little bit of drizzle and some light rain that's being reported in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. Most of that precipitation is associated with a very poorly organized disturbance that will eventually become this cool front that we're talking about moving across the Midwest as we go through the night tonight into the day on Sunday. The precipitation is going to be moving fast across the region. Today's temperatures, though, should still be warm across a big part of the Midwest, with the afternoon temperatures working their way back up to a certainly notable warmer than normal range, and that will include temperatures that will run primarily in the 70s and some 80s across a part of the region. Most of the warmest conditions will be in the western and southernmost parts of the Corn Belt, with the Dakotas southward into western Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, western Missouri being warmest in the west, and then near the Ohio River for the eastern areas, it'll be warmest. Tomorrow, we'll see the heat still with us in the southern portions of the region. In fact, most of the Midwest will see upper 70s and 80s. The 80s will occur from northern Iowa into northern Ohio and southward. In contrast, there may be a few upper 60s that are showing up by that time in areas near the Canada border, but they will not be in the Corn Belt proper, at least not as of Saturday afternoon. As we move into Sunday, though, the cooler air will overspread a large part of the Midwest. We'll see upper 60s and 70s occurring in the majority of the region on Sunday afternoon. Monday will probably be somewhat similar, and then we'll start to warm things up again as we get to the middle part of next week, but it'll be a gradual process. Eventually, temperatures will be well above average as we get to the end of next week and into the following weekend. There's no risk of frost or freeze conditions across the U.S. Corn Belt during this next 7 day period, and perhaps a little bit longer than that. Speaking of frost and freezes, this morning, southeastern Ontario and portions of southern Quebec saw temperatures that did go below freezing in quite a few locations, although the southernmost parts of southeastern Ontario's crop country, which includes the bulk of their soybeans and dry beans, as well as some corn that's produced, were all above freezing, and there was no frost of significance the further south you travel across that region. So there was some damage in Quebec, though, and we'll hear more about that in the future, but a lot of that crop was already mature enough to handle the cold. In the meantime, in hard red winter wheat country, there's going to be quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity coming up in this coming week, and that is going to promote additional planting and early season crop establishment that's going to be quite favorable relative to recent past years. But of course, this weekend, there'll be enough precipitation across that area that there will be delays in farming activity of all kinds, including the planting of wheat, as well as the harvest of corn and other early season crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.